For some of us, whenever we enter a group of people, some kind of social situation, we're very self-conscious. And we're there, we're wondering what people think of us. We leave it, we're wondering what people think of us. For some of us, we're convinced that people don't really want to be around us. Why would they? I'm not interesting, I'm not funny, I'm not witty, I don't have much knowledge, I don't know what to say. Half the time, I say the wrong things. If you're an adult, you have this feeling that you're perpetually back in middle school again. If you went to public school, what was lunch like? Well, for me, there were tables in the lunchroom. And everyone sat at their table, and it was always the same table. The academic types ate together over there. The sparkling people would sit over there. The athletes would eat by themselves over there. And then there you were, sitting at the same place with the same people. Jesus sets this table. And he invites you to his table. You don't have to wonder about his disposition. He wants you at his table. He makes it clear, Luke 22, I have earnestly desired to eat this Passover with you, before I suffer. You may be a bundle of insecurity, but Jesus is very secure, and Jesus is certain. He wants you at his table. Why? Why? Because he likes you. He fed them at his table at the last Passover. He fed them at the table again when he appeared and was raised and ate with them. And he fed them again at his table, even on the beach. He made breakfast and fed them. You do that for people you like. You do that for people you love. In this meal, we take bread. The bread is the body of Christ. Jesus was real. He took your humanity. He came to your house to invite you to this table. And in this meal, we take wine. And that means he came to our house and he paid with his blood to bring us to his house, to his home. So when you take the supper, this is what you're saying. You are saying, I have a place at the table of Jesus. Jesus draws me near. Jesus will pay the high price for me to stay near, to have a seat at his table. Jesus arranged this new Passover meal and he said, do this in remembrance of me and I will feed you as you do this. If you're here and you don't know Jesus in this way that we've described, you don't know what it means to have salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. We're glad that you're here. We ask that you don't take the supper. Just sit back, take in the sights of what we're doing, listen to it. We'd love to talk more about it. But don't take the supper. It wouldn't help you. But if you do know Jesus in this way, and you're a member of a gospel-believing church, we ask you to come and take this supper. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, we come and we take this supper in obedience to you, but also because you've loved us. And we love you. And we need you. We pray that you would take this bread, take this wine, that supernaturally, spiritually, feed us in it. Cause what you've begun to grow stronger. Give evidence that other people can see. Give evidence that we can see. And give us opportunity to speak well of Jesus to others, to tell them the great things that he has done. Cause us to have an overflow of this. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as we come to the table, the Lord Jesus, on that first night when he instituted the supper, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it. And he gave it to his disciples, as I, ministering in his name, give this bread to you. When he did it, he said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, Jesus also took the cup. And when he had given thanks, as has been done in his name, he gave that to his disciples. And he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for many for the removal of sins." Now we invite those of you who know Jesus to come forward, come down either side, either aisle, and take the bread, take the wine, the center circle is grape juice, and then return to your seat with it. After everyone has returned to their seats, then we will eat and drink together. Now come.